弟兄姐妹，主内平安。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
很高兴来到美国的华人教会。
I'm very glad to be able to come to the Chinese Church in America.
很高兴来到路程华人教会。
And I'm especially pleased to be in the midst of the local Chinese Christian Church.
我在美国待了四年的时间。
I've lived in the United States for the past 4 years.
我参加的都是美国人的教会。
And mostly I attend American churches.
所以今天我来到路程华人教会，我觉得非常的亲切。
So I feel exceptionally good as I come to a Chinese church.
这是我第一次正式在美国的华人教会讲道。
In fact, this is the very first time I'm preaching in a Chinese church in the United States.
所以感谢你们给了我这个机会。
Well, I thank you very much that I have been given this opportunity.
那我是怎么认识这个教会的呢？
How do I come across this church?
一个很偶然的机会。
It was something that happened back then.
七月份的时候，我开车从亚特兰大回威斯康星。
Last July, I was returning to Wisconsin from Atlanta.
所以中间我在 Louisville 住了一夜。
And so as I passed the city of Louisville, I spent a night here.
所以第二天是主日。
The next day was the Lord's Day.
所以我要找教会聚会。按照我以前的习惯，我跑了两间美国人的教会。但这两间教会门都是关着的。后来我就想，路程是不是应该有华人教会
了？
所以我就用手机来搜索。所以收到一间，我就打电话过去。所以有个姐妹就接了电话。我问你们今天有没有聚会啊？她说有的。我说有没有实体聚会？因为我知道七月份的时候，很多教会都是在网上聚会。她说我们有的。
Yes, we do have.
我说几点啊？他说。
So I said, what time is the service?
他是9:45。
It was 9:45.
我一看还有一刻钟，正好。
And I looked at the clock, still have about an hour's time.
所以我说我马上就过来。
So I will come right away.
所以我就参加了你们在7月12号的那一场的主日聚会。
So I attended your service that Sunday, July.
后来也参加了你们的主日学。
And also attended your Sunday school.
后来我就跟那个房牧师互相留了这个电话号码。后面我跟房牧师一直保持联系。他在事工上给了我一些很好的指点。但是他在九月份邀请我讲道的时候，我还是觉得很意外。
So when I was quite surprised when he called me and asked me and invited me to take up the pulpit ministry.
因为我跟他就见了这么一面。
Well, because I only met him once.
所以我想房牧师邀请我讲到是冒有一定的风险。
Is it like a pastor is taking a huge, great risk inviting me home?
但是既然我已经来了，怎么办呢？
Well, since I'm already here, so what shall we do?
我们就把这个风险交给主吧。
Let's give this risk to our Lord.
好，现在让我们一起低头祷告。亲爱的阿爸父，我们的主耶稣基督，我们感谢你。今天我们到你面前来，是来敬拜你的日子。也是我们到你面前来蒙怜悯得连续的日子。因为主，我们知道每到你面前来的时候，你必不轻看。
We know that whenever they push you, you will not attack.
因为你下的大爱是在我周围。因此，我们到你面前来，求主你再次来光照我们。求主你除去我们一切的软弱。你将你的话语赐给我们。
And give us your word.
使我们能够透过你的话语来真的来认识你。
They made me come to know you through your words.
啊，使我们在这个败坏和混乱的时代当中。
And as we live in this world,
我们依然有信心、盼望和喜乐。就做真理的圣灵引导我们每一个人。
May your spirit guide each one of us.
让我们每个人讲的听得清楚。
And may you speak as we can.
也让我讲得明白。
And may you bless my mouth so I can speak clearly.
祷告奉耶稣基督圣名祈祷。今天跟大家讲的经文是这个哥罗西书一章二十四到二十九节。有必要对哥罗西书做一点介绍。
Let's do some background synopsis on the book of Colossians.
我们知道保罗是外邦人的使徒。
We know, we all knew that Paul was an apostle of Gentiles.
他从土耳其的安提阿开始了他的宣教的旅行。
And he started again his missionary journey from Antioch in Turkey.
把福音从小亚细亚，就是今天的土耳其，一直传到罗马。
Thus he began sharing the gospel from Minor Asia all the way to Rome.
保罗是作为囚徒从耶路撒冷被带到罗马去的。
Paul was imprisoned. He was taken from Jerusalem to be imprisoned in Rome.
因为他要在凯撒面前为基督做见证。
Because he wanted to stand before Caesar of Rome.
保罗在罗马被囚禁了差不多两年的时间。
He was imprisoned in Rome for about 2 years.
那么在这个期间，他继续的传福音。
And during that period, he continued to preach the gospel.
同时也写信给教会。
And wrote letters and epistles to churches.
有四封书信收录在圣经当中。
There are 4 letters that is mentioned.
那哥罗西书就是其中的一封。
And Colossians is part of this so-called captivity letters.
所以保罗写这封书信的目的。
So the reason Paul wrote this letter.
是为了鼓励在哥罗西的教会不要失去在福音里的盼望。
He wishes to encourage the church at Colossae not to lose hope in the gospel.
要真正的认识耶稣是谁。
And to really know who Jesus is.
因为当时哥罗西的教会受到了假教师的影响。
Because the churches at Colossae were affected by a lot of false teachings.
这些假教师的教导包括信徒应当过禁欲和苦修的生活。
These false teachers were teaching abstinence and penance to attain full spirituality.
所以他们向信徒讲述他们所看到的异象，并且异象里面的各种的细节。
And they talk about the small details that they received from the vision.
所以保罗说他们因此就无故的自高自大。
So Paul said that because of that, they became arrogant.
他们甚至主张教会应当敬拜天使。
They even pointed out that the church must turn to worship the angels.
还说人要获得上帝完全的接纳和救赎，就必须严格遵守那些不可拿、不可尝、不可摸的这些的规条。
And they insisted that in order for those Christians to be redeemed, they must follow strictly to Old Testament laws.
还有一些人企图用一些世俗的哲学来解释信仰。
Some of them even try to explain faith using secular philosophy.
所以保罗说这些假教师的教导。
The Paul reprimanded these false teachers.
是从根本上没有持定元首基督。
That they failed right from the beginning to hold on to Christ as the Lord.
哥罗西教会并不是保罗亲自建立的。
We know that the church of Colossae was not established by Paul himself.
但保罗觉得有责任写信。
He told himself to understand.
帮他们进一步认识福音。
And to further understand the full gospel.
所以在这封书信里，保罗最想要告诉教会的。
And Paul's intention was to explain to them.
就是耶稣基督究竟是谁。
Who Jesus Christ really is.
因为这直接关系到他们对福音理解的深度。
because these will directly impact their knowledge of the gospel.
确实如此。
Indeed, it was in that way.
只有当我们真正的认识了耶稣基督，我们才能在这个败坏和不定的世界当中依然有信心、盼望和喜乐。
Until we fully understand Jesus Christ, and once again, we will be able to faith of God.
今天我讲的主题是关于喜乐的主题。
Today I'm touching on the subject of joy.
我知道在九月份的时候，房牧师讲过这个主题。
I realized that in month of September, Reverend Banks also touched on the same subject.
那为什么今天我还要讲这个主题？
why do I still want to continue on this subject?
因为我们基督徒认识了福音以后，认识了基督以后，就应该是常常喜乐的。
Well, I really do know that as Christians, as we came to know the Lord Jesus, we should continue and always rejoice.
我们的喜乐是不应该受环境的影响。
We must not allow the surrounding environment to affect our joy.
所以我想在这里问大家一个问题。
If I have a question for you,
你们这一周过得喜乐吗？
How is your week? Is it joyful?
好，点头表示喜乐。
Okay, some not the history have been joyful.
那上一周你们喜乐吗？
What about last week? Were you happy?
感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
我知道现在全世界都在关注在美国正在发生的一件事情。
I realize that the entire world is taking note of one thing that's happening in our country, in America.
我相信你们也在关注。
And I too am very concerned about that.
我也在关注。
I too am concerned.
在这过程当中，我却发现有些人喜乐，有些人忧愁。
In this process, I realize thatSome people rejoice, some may dismay.
有些人刚开始喜乐，后来又变成忧愁。
And yet there are some who, when they started, they were joyful, and yet they become dejected.
这说明我们的喜乐很容易受环境的影响。
This shows that our joyfulness is much affected by what is going on around us.
那么今年整个一年，大家是不是基本上是喜乐的？
Now in the past year, is everyone feeling joyful?
今年一年确实好消息不多。
I have to admit that this whole year there were not a lot of good news.
先是这个新冠全球疫情大流行。
First, there was this global pandemic.
后来又发生了很多的街头的骚乱。一些人的生意受到影响。一些人工作受到影响。甚至有些人健康受到影响。所以今年要过一个喜乐的生活实在是不容易。说人都是在顺境的时候喜乐，逆境的时候忧愁。
And it's human nature to rejoice in good times and be sorrowful in adversity.
如果有这么一个人，他在逆境的时候反而更加喜乐，你会怎么看？
So if there is someone who feels really joyful during times of adversity, how would you feel?
你会这个人是不是疯了？
Don't you think he must be crazy?
当我们在读保罗书信的时候，我们看到保罗正是这样一个人。
Yet when we read all the Pauline epistles, we realize that Paul was such a person.
保罗一生经历了很多的患难。
Paul has been through a lot of adversities.
当他在给哥罗西教会写信的时候，他向教会传达了这样一个信息。
But when he wrote this letter to the church in Colossae, this is the message he gave.
你们要在为福音所受的患难中喜
乐。For the sake of the gospel, you must rejoice in the midst of sufferings.
因为这也是保罗他自己的经历。
This was Paul's personal experience.
为了帮助我们理解保罗这句话，我们来看一下保罗究竟受到了哪一些的患难。
Now For us to fully understand this scripture passage, let us have an idea of what Paul had gone through.
那保罗在哥林多后书十一章二十三到二十九节的时候，向我们描述了他的这一段的经历。
From the Second Corinthians chapter 11, Paul describes his experience.
保罗说：“他们是基督的仆人吗？我说句狂话，我更是。我比他们多受劳苦，多下监牢，受鞭打是过重的，冒死是屡次有的，被犹太人鞭打五次，每次四十减去一下，被棍打了三次，被石头打了一次，遇着床坏三次，一昼一夜在深海里，又屡次行远路，遭江河的危险，盗贼的危险，同族的危险，外邦人的危险，城里的危险，旷野的危险，海中的危险，假弟兄的危险，受劳碌，受困苦，多次不得睡，又饥又渴，多次不得食，受寒冷，赤身露体。除了这外面的事，还有为众教会挂心的事，天天压在我身上。有谁软弱，我不软弱呢？有谁跌倒，我不着急呢？这就是保罗所过的生活。
Let's take a look at God's word taken from 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 23. On the swords of Christ, I am a better one. I am talking like a madman, with far greater labors, far more imprisonments, countless beatings, often near death. Five times I received at the end of the human 40 lashes, that's one. Three times I was beaten gross. Once I was stoned. Three times I was shipwrecked. A night and a day I was adrift at sea. On frequent journeys, in danger from rivers, danger from robbers, danger from my own people, danger from Gentiles, danger in the city, danger in the wilderness, danger at sea, danger from false brothers, in toil and hardship. Many a sleepless night, and hunger and thirst, often without food, and cold and exposure. And apart from other things, there is the daily pressure on me of my anxiety of all the churches. Who is weak, and I am not weak? Who is made for, and I am not indignant?
So, 现在我们来翻到我们今天所讲到的经文。
Now let us go back to the scripture passage in Colossians.
So, Paul in this passage, the first word says, "I am now suffering for you, rejoicing."
So the very first verse tells us that Paul said, "Now I rejoice in what I am suffering for you."
So we see Paul, although at this time still in Rome being
tortured, we understand that even though Paul was in prison.
但他没有任何的抱怨，没有后悔，没有沮丧，也没有惧怕。
Yet he did not complain, he has no regret, nor depressed, and certainly he was not fearful.
相反，他告诉教会说：“我为你们受苦，反倒觉得喜乐。”
On the contrary, he rejoices in suffering for them.
那么，究竟是什么力量、什么原因，使得保罗在这样一个患难当中？依然能够有喜乐呢？
What was the reason that gave Paul the power to be joyful in the midst of suffering?
从这段经文当中，我们看到有三点是保罗喜乐的原因。
I make three observations from this passage.
这应当是我们每一个认识福音的人喜乐的原因。
And they are the three reasons that we should also be joyful in the midst of suffering.
所以第一个我们喜乐是因为我们在这福音事工上与基督一同受苦。所以保罗说，我为你们受苦，就是为教会受苦，我是喜乐的。 为什么？
Why?
因为基督也是为教会受苦。
Because Christ has done likewise.
基督为教会受苦到这样一个程度。
Christ suffered for the church to the point of crucifixion.
就是他担当他们一切的过犯，在十字架上接受了上帝对罪的刑罚。这就成了我们今天所领受的福音。如今我们也因着这个福音为教会受苦，我们就是与基督一同受苦
了。
所以我们之所以喜乐，是因为我们在这福音事工上受苦，就是与基督同工。这其实是主给我们一个得荣耀的机会。那我们具体看保罗是怎样来解释的。说保罗是这样来表达的，要在我肉身上补满基督患难的缺陷。
I feel that in my flesh body is still lacking in Christ's affliction.
可是这句话有点不大好理解。
There's something in this sentence, words that is not easy to understand.
难道基督的患难还有什么缺陷吗？
Is pausing there is in this deficiency in Christ's affliction?
需要保罗来补足吗？
Is not that enough that you need Paul to make it up?
肯定不是的。我们世人是因自己的罪受苦，基督却是为我们受苦。他在十字架上所受的苦难超过我们所有的人，我们却因着他受的苦难而得到祝福。
And because of his, of we bearing our cross, that we will bless.
正如以赛亚书所说。
And that is what is according to what was said in Isaiah.
哪知他为我们的过犯受害，为我们的罪孽压伤，因他受的刑罚，我们得平安。
Isaiah 55 says, but he was pierced for our transgressions; he was crushed for our iniquities.Punishment that brought us peace was on him, and by his wounds we are healed.
那既然基督的患难足以救赎和医治我们，那么保罗在这里说，在肉身中补满基督患难的缺陷，就不是字面上的意思。
Since Christ's affliction and sufferings are sufficient to redeem and heal, yet Paul's word must have a deeper meaning here.
那保罗为什么在这里要用缺陷这个词呢？
Lack?
这个缺陷不是指基督患难本身有什么不足，
It does not mean deficiency in Christ's affliction.
而是指基督所走过的这个十字架的道路需要有人跟随。耶稣在路加福音第九章二十三节说，
Christ in Luke,
若有人要跟从我，
then someone who's following,
就当舍己，
he must give himself,
背起他的十字架来跟从
我。
我们接受耶稣基督的救恩，
when you receive the redemption of Jesus,
感谢他，赞美他，这是啊应当的。
Well, we should, it is right for us to praise and thank him.
但我们如果只是停留在这样一个程度，
But if we stop at that level,
效法他，
and no one believes in the eminent him,
为了这福音走同样的十字架的道路，
and follow the path of the cross.
那会是什么样的结果呢？
What kind of result will we see?
就如果没有历史历代的圣徒走耶稣走过的道路，
if Christians from the past generations did not tread the path of the cross,
福音就不会传给我们今天在座的了。
We would not be sitting here having the gospel.
教会也不会存到今天了。
And our church would not have existed.
因为教会从起初就受逼迫。
Right from the beginning, churches have been persecuted.
我们读《使徒行传》就知道，使徒们都是为着福音，背着他们的十字架走跟随耶稣基督的道路。
我们读《使徒行传》就知道，使徒们都是为着福音，背着他们的十字架走跟随耶稣基督的道路。
他们都会主殉道
了。
所以如果没有一代又一代人，愿意像使徒那样走耶稣走过的路，那就是真的是在耶稣基督的患难上有缺陷了。中国教会也是同样走过了十字架的道路。现在仍然在走。我们知道中国的教会基督徒人数至少有5000万人。大多数是在家庭教会聚会。但家庭教会能走到今天没有被政治同化。正是因为当时出现了像王明道这样一批传道人。他们愿意为主摆上，为真道辩护。他们坚持不加入官方治理，为了治理限制基督教会而成立的三自组织。他们因此受到逼迫。所以他们坐监牢。他们有些付出了生命的代价。
Some of them even gave up their lives.
但福音却因着他们被保留下来。
Yet due to their persistency, the gospel was kept safe.
所以当教会被打散，信徒被驱赶的时候，
the churches were taken down and believers were dispersed.
他们就边走边传福音。
So they, as they dispersed, they continued to share the gospel.
反而因此建立了更多的教会。
And because of that action,
所以因此说，当我们愿意为了这福音走十字架的道路时，我们就是与基督同工
了。
所以保罗因为看到这一点，他才喜乐。这应当也是我们的喜乐。因为主看得起我们，看我们配为他的名受苦。那保罗喜乐的第二个原因，我们喜乐是因为我们传福音使人得知福音的奥秘。所以25节说，我造神为你们所赐我的职分做了教会的执事，要把神的道理传得全备。这道理就是历世历代所隐藏的奥秘，但如今向他的圣徒显明了。谁愿意叫他们知道这奥秘在外邦人中有何等丰盛的荣耀，就是基督在你们心里成了有荣耀的盼望。所以保罗在这里讲到，他这个福音的执事不是他自己要做的。神托付给他。目的是要把神的道理传得全备。那么这里神的道理是指什么？就是指历史历代隐藏的奥秘。
to the gospel truth of those ancient generations.
就是指福音真理。
This is it, the truth found in the gospel.
我们对福音这两个字太熟悉了。
I'm sure we are all very well known with this word gospel.
所以很多人可以告诉你什么是福音。
Many people can even tell you the meaning of the gospel.
可以背诵约翰福音三章十六节。
And you can even memorize John 3:16.
神爱世人。甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
God loved the world that He gave His only and one Son, that all those who believe not perish but have eternal life.
这句话是对福音很好的一个总结。
And this is a very precise summary of the gospel.
所以最精简的一个表达。
It is a very clear and precise expression.
但要把这句话理解透彻，却并不那么简单。
Yet, if you really want to truly understand this words, then it's not that easy.
保罗用了整个罗马书来阐述福音和因信称义的道理。
In fact, Paul wrote the entire book of Romans to explain the gospel of what it means.
保罗在加拉太书阐述福音和律法的关系。
And he demonstrated that relationship in the book of Galatians.
保罗在哥罗西书告诉耶稣基督究竟是谁。我在我们今天所学的这段经文当中，保罗说这个道理就是 指福音，就是历世历代所隐藏的奥秘。耶稣基督也说整本圣经都是为他做见证。
And Jesus Christ himself said that the entire Bible was a testimony on his behalf.
所以我们可以说整本圣经都是来见证耶稣基督，都是讲福音的。
So we can simply say that the entire book of the Bible is talking about the gospel and about Jesus Christ.
所以因此说神托付保罗做着福音的执事，不仅仅是传福音。
So Paul was commissioned not merely just to share the gospel,
而且是要把福音的真理解开，讲得清楚明白。
But to disclose it to the lost people and to make it clear to them.
因为这福音显明了神从创世以来历史历代所隐藏的奥秘。
This book has shown us that right from the time of creation and throughout all generations, this mystery was hidden.
是关于救恩的奥秘。
It is about the mystery of this redemption.
这个奥秘已经被解开。
Now this mystery has been revealed to us.
那神就把传讲这个福音奥秘的责任托付给了保罗。
And God has placed upon Paul this responsibility of sharing it.
也托付给了我们。
At the same time, He placed upon us the same responsibility.
我们知道这个奥秘就是基督。
Well, we know the mystery that it is Christ himself.
所以当我们在传讲基督的时候，我们要把这个背后的这个奥秘要把它解释清楚。
So when we share the gospel of Jesus Christ, we must also tell them what is behind.
因此我们虽然为此受苦，心中却是喜乐的。
So for that reason, even though we suffer, yet deep inside we shall rejoice.
因为我们传讲的是历世历代所隐藏的关于救恩的奥秘。
Because our efforts in sharing the gospel is about Jesus, so that the church will understand the mystery.
所以教会啊，因为得知这个奥秘，也要在与我们一同喜乐。
And therefore, when the church understands the mystery, they will rejoice together with us.
那么我想。告诉大家这个奥秘是怎样在历史历代中被隐藏的。那么我在这里简单回顾一下。我们首先来看创世纪三章十五节。在这里说 神说啊，我要叫你和女人彼此为仇，你的后裔和女人的后裔也彼此为仇。女人的后裔要伤你的头，你要伤她的脚跟。
Genesis 3:5 says, "And I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your offspring and hers. He will crush your head, and you will strike his heel."
所以这里哪一句话讲到福音呢？
So, which part of this verse talks about the gospel?
这里女人的后裔就是指耶稣基督。
The offspring of the woman refers to Jesus Christ.
因为耶稣基督是童女怀孕。
Because Jesus Christ was born of a virgin.
他替我们受死，便从死里复活。
And he bare our iniquities, and he died, and he was risen again.
他从死里复活，就是伤了蛇的头，击中了蛇的七寸。
So here he refers to he delivered the fatal blow to Satan.
福音之所以能够向各族、各方、各民传讲
，So the gospel was able to reach to the whole world.
是因为耶稣基督从死里复活，胜过了阴间和死亡的权柄。
Because Christ has risen from death, he has overcome death and its power.
他升上了高天，掳掠了仇敌，把赐下圣灵啊，使我们在传福音的时候有圣灵帮助我们。
So we must preach about the gospel of the gospel. It is the power of God that will bring salvation.
这是给撒旦致命的一击。
This is the fatal blow to Satan.
所以我们传福音的时候
，So when we share the gospel,
不是只传耶稣基督。单单为我们钉十字架。
We do not merely preach about his crucifixion.
我们更是传耶稣基督已经从死里复活的好消息。
We must also preach on his death and his resurrection.
我们传的福音是一个能力的福音。
Because we share a gospel that is filled with power.
正如保罗在罗马书三章十六节说。
This is Paul said in Romans chapter 3.
这福音本是神的大能，要救一切相信的。
It is the power of God that will bring salvation to everyone who believes.
所以我们看到人类所听到的第一次福音啊，就是在他们始祖犯罪之后啊不久，是神亲自对他们传讲。
So from this passage, we realize that the gospel was heard for the very first time right after mankind had fallen from grace.
所以在这之后每一个救赎的时代神都传福音给他们。
It was God himself who spoke of it throughout all ages.
所以在挪亚的时代神传福音给挪亚。
During the time of Noah, God shared this gospel to him.
所以他就建了一个方舟。
So he built an ark.
所以当洪水来临的时候挪亚一家就因为在方舟里面就获得了拯救。
And when the flood arrived, so Noah and his entire family got into the ark and they were saved.
洪水是神对当时邪恶世界的审判。
The flood was God's righteous judgment on war.
那这里面福音的信息在哪里呢？
So where is the gospel message here?
神传福音给挪亚，让他建造一座方舟，使他避免上帝公义的审判，就是给他们的福音。
The gospel message in that time was that God provided the ability for redemption in the form of the ark to save them.
神将来也要审判这个世界。
In the future, God will judge the whole world.
所以神传福音给我们。
So God shared the gospel with us.
所以我们能够避免将来神的审判。
And we, in the future, we will be able to not sin against God.
所以福音的到来是因为神要审判这个世界。
So the advent of the gospel is for us is because God will judge the world one day.
那么在挪亚之后，神选了亚伯拉罕。
God chose Abraham. God chose
传福音给亚伯拉罕，并且以立约的方式把这个福音传给他。所以神同样神又拣选了摩西，拣选了大卫，把福音传给他。
And in the same way, God God share the good news of salvation to Moses, to David?
那后来以色列人一次次的背逆神。
And later on, the Israelites turned their backs on God to worship idols.
神又多次来派先知呼召他们悔改。
God sent his prophets to share the gospel of repentance and redemption to them.
提醒神给他们先祖的应许。
To remind them that God made a promise, a covenant to their ancestors.
所以这里要一一的列举出来，时间就不够了。
If I were to list them out one by one, it would take a long time.
但是无论如何，我们看到神在这历史历代向以色列民所传讲的这个福音的信息里面啊，有一个共同的指向。
No matter what it shows us that throughout generations, God has sent God the joy issue. The gospel points to the same very same message.
就神要从女人的后裔、亚伯拉罕的后裔、大卫的后裔当中兴起一位王。
God will raise a king from the descendants of Abraham and David.
他要拯救神的百姓。脱离仇敌的辖制
and he will redeem God's children from the enemy's oppression.
所以、以色列人就一直等候这位王，就是弥赛亚的到来。
Therefore, the Israelites were waiting for this king Messiah to come.
那么到了新约，我们知道这位君王就是耶稣基督。
And when we look at the New Testament period, this was revealed that Jesus Christ was the king.
所以因此我们看到这位到了末世才显现的耶稣基督是在旧约时代、啊、甚至在这个人类犯罪不久就已经传给了上帝的权柄。
So we can see the Christ of the end time was already revealed in Old Testament period, right after Adam's sin.
但是上帝怎样成就这个福音在旧约的时代是隐藏的。
But how the way how God is going to do it has been hidden.
到了新约才显明出来。
It was only during the New Testament time that it was revealed.
这就是为什么保罗说这福音的道理是历史历代所隐藏的奥秘，但如今向他的圣徒显明。
So I want to put it this way: the gospel was the mystery kept hidden for ages and generations, but it is now disclosed to the Lord's people.
但是在这里，这个奥秘还有更深一层的意思。
Furthermore, this mystery has even a deeper layer of meaning.
那这个意思是和合本译本没有翻译出来的。
Well, that this particular meaning was not clarified by the Chinese Union translation.
和合本的翻译说，神愿意叫他们知道这奥秘。在外邦人中有何等丰盛的荣耀，就是基督在你们心里成了有荣耀的盼望。所以这里的翻译就使人认为，这个奥秘是人心里对基督的一个盼望。You can simplify it.
Okay. So here the Chinese Union Bible translates this verse to give us the meaning as if.The mystery refers to the hope we have in Jesus Christ. Yet both the English and Greek translation clearly point out this mystery.
那如果你看英文译本或者看希腊文圣经啊，很清楚的说，这个奥秘就是基督住在你们里面。
Yet both the English version and the Greek translation clearly pointed out that this mystery.Which is Christ in you.
所以基督在我们里面就是一个奥秘。
So Christ living inside us, that is the mystery.
那么基督是怎么住在我们里面的呢？
How does Christ dwell inside us?
当然是借着圣灵入住在我们里面。
Of course, is through the Holy Spirit.
圣灵就是基督的灵。
The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of Christ.
使徒约翰说。
John Donne said.
他用水施洗，他弥赛亚来，他用圣灵为他们施洗。我们今天之所以为人施洗，是因为这一个领受洗礼的人，领受水洗的人，已经领受了圣灵的洗。
Today, when we baptize somebody, We are actually proclaiming he has first been baptized by the Holy Spirit.
被圣灵施洗就是被圣灵重生。
Meaning he is born again through the Holy Spirit.
那么从此圣灵就是基督的灵就内住在他里面。
From now on, the Spirit of Christ indwells in him.
罗马书八章九章，罗马书八章九节说，人若没有基督的灵，就不是属基督的了。
Romans 8:9 says, if anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, they do not belong to Christ.
就基督住在我们里面，这个奥秘值得我们好好的去体会。
So this fact that Christ dwelling within us is something that we have to experience this mystery.
保罗在这里说，这奥秘在我们当中有何等丰盛的荣耀。是我们有荣耀的盼望。
Paul mentioned that there is this glorious riches that we may have the hope of glory.
我希望我们能够像保罗这样，能够对这个奥秘有这样一个深的体会。
So that we may be able to realize that experience that feeling.
人本来因着罪是与神隔绝的。
But due to sin, man was separated from God.
人是没有办法与神相交的。
There's no way that we can intersect with God.
我觉得那一位具有完美神性的耶稣基督居然住在我们里面。
Now Jesus, who is fully God, indwelt inside us,
成为我们得救的一个确据。
And he has become the assurance of salvation in us.
并且圣灵既然内住在我们里面，他就会引导我们过成圣的生活。
Therefore, the indwelling Spirit will lead us to live a sanctified life.
保守我们不致失去救恩。
He will protect us from losing our salvation.
使我们有活泼的盼望。
And he will help us to live, to have a living hope.
这个盼望是真实的。
This hope is real.
因为我们知道，我们信主以后，我们还会犯罪。
Because we understand that we will continue, we will still sin after we have accepted Christ.
在面对试探的时候，我们不能胜过。
It is hard to overcome temptation.
这个时候我们很容易怀疑我们是不是失去了救恩。
And sometimes we begin to question, are we losing our salvation?
魔鬼也会控告我。
And devil will also accuse us.
如果基督的灵住在我们里面，
But with the indwelling spirit living inside us,
我们犯罪之后就会从我们的忧愁当中生出懊悔来。
It will guide us away from sorrow and lead us to repentance.
保罗在哥林多后书七章九到十节这样说。
Paul said in the Second Corinthians chapter 7:9-10.
你们依着神的意思忧愁，凡事就不至于因我们受亏损了。因为依着神的意思忧愁，就生出没有后悔的懊悔来，以致得救。
Paul said,For you became sorrowful as God intended, and so you are not harmed in any way by us. Godly sorrow brings repentance that leads to salvation.
依着神的意思忧愁，就是圣灵在我们里面的工作。
Yeah, so God, the Holy Spirit will work within us to bring repentance.
所以弟兄姐妹们。
Brothers and sisters,
基督在我们里面，我们就能靠着基督胜过软弱。
With Christ in us, we will be able to overcome weakness.
基督在我们里面，我们就是属基督的。
With Christ indwelt in our lives, in us, we belong to Him.
即使偶尔软弱跌倒，我们仍然是属基督的。
Occasionally, we may still sin, but we are still His.
因为圣经说，没有什么。能使我们与基督的爱隔绝。
But the Bible says nothing can separate us from the love of Christ.
基督在我们里面，我们活着是主的人，我们死了就有益处，因为我们一离开这个世界，我们就与主同在了。
Christ is in us. For me to live is Christ, to die is gain. When I leave this world, I am immediately with the Lord.
现在我们知道福音的奥秘。
Therefore, the mystery of the gospel.
就是在历史历代被隐藏的，如今借着耶稣基督的道成肉身被显明出来的这么一个奥秘。
Generations has now been fully disclosed in the person of Jesus Christ, the Word incarnate. 因
这位已经显明的耶稣基督借着圣灵住在我们里面。
And the Word incarnate, that's Jesus Christ, Son of God, now resides inside us in the form of the Holy Spirit.
所以当我们意识到这一个伟大的真理的时候
，So when we come to the full understanding of this great mystery,
我们就真正在基督里得到的释放，得到自由。
Then we truly will receive and possess freedom in Jesus Christ.
这应当成为我们每一个真正认识耶稣基督的人的喜乐。
Therefore, this should become the joy of each believer has in Christ.
也是我们每一个为着福音劳苦的人的喜乐。
And in the same way, it is also the joy of every person who labors for the gospel.
我们第三个我们喜乐的原因。
The third reason for being joyful.
所以我们传福音时时常经历圣灵的能力。
We rejoice because we experience the power of the Holy Spirit as we share the gospel.
第28节29节保罗这样说，我们传扬他是用诸般的智慧劝诫个人，教导个人，要把个人在基督里完完全全地引到神面前。我也为此劳苦，照着他在我里面运行的大能尽心尽力。保罗在这里说，我们传福音、教导、劝诫，是为了把人完全引到神面前。
So here Paul explained that we do all these to present everyone fully mature before God.
就是我们个人在被呈现给神的时候，是一个成熟的生命。
That is to say, we have a fully mature life before Jesus Christ.
这是不容易的。
But this is not an easy task.
我们得救是靠基督。
We are redeemed by Christ.
我们生命成长同样是靠耶稣基督。
In the same way, we depend on Him for our spiritual growth.
这样的事工不是肉体的能力能够承担的。
Because this can only be, this is not by our own strength.
而是圣灵的能力。
This can only be accomplished by the power of the Holy Spirit.
因为人的重生和生命成长都是圣灵在我们里面做工。
Because our spiritual rebirth and our spiritual life is the work of the indwelling Holy Spirit.
但是感谢主，我们时常能够看到人悔改，信靠耶稣基督。
But praise the Lord that many times we are able to witness the people's life has been changed and redeemed.
这是圣灵的工作。
This is entirely the work of the Spirit.
我们也看到人生命成长。
And sometimes you also see lives of Christians grow.
那这也是圣灵的工作。
Again, that is also the work of the Spirit.
我们自己在为这福音的劳苦当中，我们也时常经历圣灵的能力。
And so when the more we experience God's power and grace, the more joyful we become.
因为我们里面有时候也会有软弱。
Yeah, because we deep in us, sometimes we still have this weakness.
也会有惧怕。
And we also have this fear.
当你在中国教会服事的时候，有时候国宝来敲门的时候，你心里面会有点怕怕的。
Sometimes when we serve the churches in the ministry in China, when some police come and knock on the door, we are fearful.
但是保罗说，我们在哪里软弱，我们就在哪里刚强了。
But Paul says that where we are weak, we become strong.
我们怎么会在哪里软弱，就在哪里刚强呢？
How can we be weak at the same spot and then it'll be strong again.
因为圣灵在我们里面做工。
Because of the work of the Holy Spirit in us.
所以我们越经历圣灵的能力。
The more we experience the power of the Spirit.
越经历上帝的恩典。
The more we experience His grace.
我们就知道主啊，你真的与我们同在。
We know that God, the Lord is indeed truly with us.
我们里面就越有喜乐。
Then we have, the more we will have experienced the joy in us.
虽然我们的肉体可能还在受苦。
Well, it may be true that we physically we endure.
但里面却是喜乐的。
Inside us, deep inside, we rejoice.
所以这就是保罗的喜乐。
That is Paul's joy.
我相信也是我们每一个真正认识耶稣基督愿意为这福音受苦的人的基督徒的喜乐。
I sincerely believe that it is the same kind of joy that is in each Christian and each one.Will persevere in this for the sake of the gospel.
因为我们在为着福音所受的患难当中，我们是与基督一同受苦。
So that together, let us as for the sake of the gospel, we will continue to receive to be joyful.
因为我们传讲了这个福音的奥秘。
Because we have preached forth the mystery of the gospel.
因为我们时常经历圣灵的能力。
Because we continually experience the power of the Spirit.
现在让我们低头祷告。
Let us bow and pray.
亲爱的主耶稣基督，我们感谢你。
Dear Lord Jesus and dear Father, I thank you.
感谢你借着保罗这封书信，让我们能够明白这喜乐的秘诀。
Through the epistle of Paul, we are able to understand the mystery of this joy.
能够真正的认识主耶稣基督。
That is truly to understand you in the truth.
让我们知道，我们为这个福音受苦，是你给我们得荣耀的机会。
That when we suffer for the sake of the gospel, that's time when we will be glorified.
主，我们知道我们肉体是软弱的，
Lord, you know that physically we are weak.
但你还是拣选了我们这些软弱的人，
Yet you have chosen us who are weak.
来为你的福音做工，
to serve you in the gospel ministry.
好使更多的人也一同能够得知能够得到这福音的喜乐。
That more may come to the understanding of the joy in the gospel.
主，我们知道你既然从死里复活，
Lord, we know that you have risen from death.
你就与我们同在。
And you are together with us.
若没有你的许可，连我们连一根头发都不会受伤害。
When you, without your permission, not even a follicle will fall from off the head.
求主帮助我们教会能够更深的认识你。
Lord, may you help the church to fully understand you.
更多经历到你，经历你的同在。
To experience you more.
祷告奉耶稣基督圣名，阿门。
阿门。